The Gospels according to love. Matthew chapter 6, Sermon on the Mount 2. Take heed that you do not give your gifts before others to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward from your love that is in heaven. Therefore, when you give your gifts, do not sound a trumpet before you as hypocrites do in synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from others. I say to you, they have their glory. When you give your gifts, do not let the right hand know what the left hand is doing, that your gifts may be in secret. Then the love that's seen in secret will reward you openly. When you pray, do not do as the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in synagogues and on the street corners so everyone can see them. I tell you, they have their reward. Do not be as they are, for your love knows what things you have need of before you ask it. Pray in this manner. Our love in heaven, hallowed be your name. Love's kingdom come, love's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us out of our hate and deliver us from our fears. For love is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. If you forgive others of their trespasses, your love will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your love forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites with their somber countenance. They disfigure their faces that they appear to others to fast. I say to you, they have their reward. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not to others that you fast. Your love that is in secret, your love that sees in secret, will reward you openly. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupts, where thieves break through and steal. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven where there is no corruption. For where your treasure is, there your heart abides also. The love of the body is in the eye. If therefore your eye be single, the whole body is full of love. But if your eye sees hate, your whole body is full of hate. Therefore, if the love in you is hate, how great is that hate? No one can serve two masters. You will always end up loving one and hating another, or being devoted to one and despising the other. You cannot serve both love and hate. I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you eat, what you drink, or for your body, what you put on. Is not the love more than the meat? The body more than the raiment? The fowls of the air, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet the same love feeds them. Are you not much more than the fowls? Which one of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Why do you take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you, not even Solomon in all his glory became arrayed as one of these. If you love, so clothe the field that today is here and tomorrow becomes cast into the oven, shall love not also much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, drink, or with what we be clothed? Your love knows you have need of these things. You seek first love. Seek love's goodness and virtues, for then all things will become manifested unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow takes form of itself. Sufficient for the day are the challenges at hand.